Okay, so today what we're going to do is we'll go back to the Book of Life. There's a couple of things I need to mention first, though, just a couple of interesting bits of information, but then we'll get on with the lesson.
好，我们今天会继续来谈生命册，但是在谈生命册之前，Tim 有几个其他的重点要跟大家分享。
But before we begin, as every time, we need to name our sins to God the Father, so we'll do that now.
在开始之前，我们一样要对我们的天父认罪，让我们可以圣灵充满。
Father, so we give thanks to you for the time that we have now to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们能够在这个时间研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will bring these things into our souls in order that we can understand your plan.
我们祷告，我们能够专注于你的话语，而且在同时让圣灵可以帮助我们，让这些讯息进入我们的魂中，而让我们能够理解你所要教导的。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, just to begin with, I'm going to bring up an article that I found. It was sent into my news box. This came out in what's called the Epoch Times. It's a conservative newspaper that's produced in the United States.
Tim 要来跟我们分享一个他收到的这个新闻讯息，是来自一个比较保守的一个媒体。
The headline here says, Children learn gratitude, but revenge comes naturally.
这个标题是说呢，孩子们呢学习感激，但是呢复仇却是自己自然而生的。
It says, Research reveals the importance and impact of teaching children to return acts of kindness.
好，这个是一个研究报告啊。然后他在讲说，教导孩子们回到慈悲的状态呢，是非常重要而且有影响力的。
Now this is from a study. It's like a research, and they had a lot of children come together, and then they had all these psychiatrists, I guess, doing this research via what you can see the name here. It's the University of California, Irvine.
好，这是一个。一些在加州大学 Irvine 分校他们的一个科学性的一个研究，是有非常多的心理学家的一起的一个研究。
And it wasn't just this university, but further down in the article, it talks about there's also Yale University, that's a very big university, and other big name universities also played a part in doing this survey to get the information together.
不只是这个学校啊，还有另外两所很大的学校都一起参与这个研究。
What's really interesting about the article is that it's actually news at all. Because it's in the newspaper and these universities, they did this big study to conclude, this was the conclusion that children need to learn about gratitude, but revenge comes naturally. The fact that this had to be a big study,Now, that's more of the news. See, they're trying to say, well, from science, we've proven. Now, they say science because they've done all the surveys and they did these experiments with these children.
这个是一个非常特殊的一个新闻，因为一般来讲，这经过一个很长期的研究所得到的这个结论呢，就是说孩子们需要学习感恩，但是呢，天生就会报复，但是他们的感恩却需要经由学习。那这也当然是一个很大的研究后，最后一个科学性研究的一个结果。那但是却成为了报纸的一个新闻。
Yeah, see, a lot of the universities these days, they're receiving government money in forms of subsidies. So this is taxpayers' money really going towards these tests.
像这样子的研究机构呢，大部分都是从政府得到了很多的资助，很多的补贴，这些经费，才让他们能够完成这样子的研究报告。
It's like they spend billions of dollars to try to send spaceships up into space to try to find the beginnings of the universe or to try to find out our reason for living. If we go to the Bible, you know, we can learn from the Bible about these things. We don't have to spend billions of dollars on research to find out these things.
就像这个政府也出了很多很多几千亿的钱。来让这个太空船可以飞到外太空去，去研究整个宇宙的缘起。但是呢，我们却在圣经里就已经告诉了我们这些人类的状态跟这个宇宙的状态。我们其实不需要花这么多钱去研究这些，从科学的方法去研究来证实。
But of course we live in the devil's world. This is part of the cosmic system where people have rejected truth. They've rejected the word of God. So now when they're trying to look for answers, you know, they'll always turn to science, I guess, because they think that science is the source of truth.
但是呢，由于我们是住在这个属世、属魔鬼的世界、属撒旦的世界里，所以我们总是很多的人会去拒绝神的话语。跟上帝告诉我们的真理。
And like the study about the behavior of children that they did at this university in California and other universities, I'm sure they spent a lot of money to prove something that we know from the Bible is truth. You know, we know that children need to learn about gratitude and we know that revenge comes naturally.
而这一个实验呢又是一样就是花了非常多的钱去研究孩子们的行为模式然后他们得到的结果呢就是孩子如果要学习如果他们要感恩是需要经过学习如果他们要报复呢却是天生自然就有的那这样子的这个研究结果从科学的研究结果跟我们在圣经里所教导我们的是完全一样的
This is fairly simple, fundamental truths. You don't need to go to the Bible to learn these things. Every good parent knows that you need to teach your child good manners and to say thank you.
而事实上呢，就算不读圣经，所有的父母也都知道，他们必须要教孩子们说谢谢。这个是每一个做父母的都清楚，说孩子们，如果你不教他的话，他真的不知道说谢谢。
And we know that children have to be taught how to share things. You know, right from the beginning, you have to share your toys with your brother or your sister. Children need to be taught that because they don't do it naturally.
而且呢，父母也都知道，你必须要教导孩子们跟他的兄弟姐妹们能够做分享，好东西要共同分享。如果你不教他的话，他绝对不会这么做。
Yeah. And as Christians, you know, we need to learn how to express gratitude for others. We have what's called grace orientation, for example. That's one of the problem-solving devices. And we learn through scripture about God's grace and how we can reflect that to other people in our lives.
而我们在学习这个圣经里面教导我们就是十个解决问题的方法也是一样感恩的这种态度呢是让我们等于是我们要学习从神对我们的恩惠中我们要学习反映神的恩惠然后在其他的人的身上
And then in the term here it says revenge comes naturally Well revenge we know that's a sin and that's coming from the sin nature You do not have to teach your children how to be vengeful how to get revenge on other people
而我们也非常清楚呢这个报复是我们罪性中的与生俱来的罪性所以我们几乎孩子们是不需要教他就知道他该报复。
But of course, you know, revenge has different levels as well, and while it is part of the sin nature, you know, naturally people want to get revenge, you have elements in society, usually with gangs and the mafia, for example, where parents Well, people will teach other, you know, teach their children or teach people in their gang how to get even more angry and how to get their revenge. So even revenge, again, it's a natural sin, but it can be even taught how to become a deeper, even more hard sin.
而我们知道这个报复呢是我们的天生的罪性，在圣经里面都有讲。但是我们也更知道呢，就是 这个当我们没有好好的教导孩子的时候，他的那个这种报复会变成更扩大、更深、更厚，然后他会做出更坏的事情，就很像那些帮派啊或者这些黑手党啊，他们就是经由这种教导，让他的这种天生的罪性更扩张、更深、更厚。
Jesus taught us that instead of getting revenge against our enemies, we're expected to love them, we're expected to pray for them, we're expected to forgive them.
所以耶稣教导我们呢，对于这些有罪性的报复行为的人呢，我们用的方法还要有更多的爱，为他们祷告，来包容，然后来引导他们走出这种罪的罪性。
But you get people that don't understand grace, and again, you know, they will teach their children how to get revenge, whether against the mafia or you have the Arabs and the Israelis. They've been getting the revenge against each other for thousands of years.
而那些没有被教导过恩惠恩慈的这些人呢，他们也会将这种错误的这种报复信念呢教导到他们孩子身上，所以他们这种黑手党家族的那种报复的心跟态度跟手法跟做法就是会变成这个千年的遗传一代加给一代，越来越严重。
Another example that we've seen recently is like you have the Black Lives Matter movement starting from the United States, where people are blaming the white people because their great-great-great-grandparents were in slavery. And for them, it's a kind of revenge. They're trying to get back and to make the people of today pay for that time because there was an injustice.
而在前几年的这个美国选举期间发生的这个一个运动，就是叫做黑人的生命也很重要。他其实呢就有在鼓动所有的这个黑人种族对于过去200年前不公平的美国社会状况再做出一个报复性的一个行为。
So something like revenge, again, it comes naturally, but it can also be, and it is, it's promoted, it's almost encouraged in order that people can maintain power, sometimes even get money. There's a lot of people like in the Black Lives Movement, they can get a lot of money. It's their job to encourage people to remain angry and to remain bitter against what they call the white elite people.
所以我们要理解就是这种来自报复虽然是罪性，但是它是会被鼓动会被鼓励的状态的。很多时候人们会利用这种人天生的报复心情，然后把这些在这个煽动这个种族的仇恨，然后甚至很多人是拿了钱在做这个煽动的事情，让这个更多的这种复仇者的心情被整个提升起来，然后来达到某些人的政治目的。
And that is exactly the same attitude that Satan has. You know, Satan is very bitter. He's very angry against God. And then he encourages other people in the world and his angels, of course, to also get bitter and to get angry against God because it means that he thinks he has a better argument against God. Like it's his job, really. I say his job, to encourage people to get angry against God.
而撒旦呢也是就是在做这样事情的人的魔鬼他就是等于是尽可能的去鼓励任何一个人对于神的愤怒。
But yeah, the point of this, just reading this article, it's interesting that they're not telling us anything new. But again, there's a lot of people that are probably making a lot of money out of doing their surveys and things. Because again, they don't want to go to the Bible for their truth, but they're thinking, well, science can help us to understand human behavior.
所以听他分享这一篇新闻呢，其实很大的一个感受就是大家呢情愿花很多钱当然在这个研究过程中也有很多人得到很多钱那最后呢来证明了圣经里所说的话，但是大家却不愿意回去看圣经。
As part of our current topic, we've been talking about the Book of Life, and we're looking at the reason why people will be standing before the great white throne judgment. Remember, we're looking at Revelation chapter 20.
我们在讲到这个生命册的时候，我们讲到就是每一个不幸的人，他会站在大白宝座前，受到神的这个审判。
We'll come back to Revelation 20:12. So this is the verse we were looking at last time. And remember, it was talking about seeing the dead before the great white throne of God, the great white throne judgment. And we had these books. You had the Book of Life and you had the Books of Works.
我们在上一堂课的时候花很多时间来讲这个启示录的20章12节，提到那些不幸的人死后，有一天他们全都要站在大白宝座前，在这个神的面前，神会展开他们一生的卷宗，把他们所做的功还有都打开来，同时呢也会有另外一本生命册，这个生命册里面就会看不见他们的名字，因为生命册是所有信主的人的名字的这个总和。
Yeah, and we had to come to the conclusion that when we're talking about the works here, it has the word ergon down here. This is erga, but that's plural. So the books of works, and it relates to good works that people have done, not bad works.
我们要理解哈，就是这边打开的一册一册的这个卷宗呢，这个所谓 book of works 啊 ，ergon。就是他都是人的好的事工，那这个好的事工就是他在人世间做的好事。
And we come to this conclusion in two ways, and one is because the word ergon is used many times in the New Testament, even talking about the works of, Paul talks about the works of Abraham, and we have even the works of God, the works of Jesus Christ, which were perfect works, and it's using this word ergon.
我们要先对这个 ergon 这个希腊文要有一个理解哈，这个字呢，它其实在新约里面呢常常被用到，因为包括提到亚伯拉罕他所做的好的事工，还有包括耶稣所做的所有的都是完美的事工啊，都是用 ergon 这个字，所以它代表的就是做的好事。
Yeah, now we know that all of our sins, every sin of every person, were all judged on the cross. So the unbeliever is not going to be judged for his sins.
而我们要知道呢，所有的罪呢，都因着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们承担而死啊，都已经被完全的，就是等于是已经除灭了。就是我们的任何一个不信耶稣基督的人，他也是不再有他的罪，所以在天堂这个大白宝座前，只看到的是他的好事。
And so we conclude from that nobody goes to the lake of fire because of their sins.
所以我们从这里呢就可以下一个结论，就是所有的人如果就是那些不幸者，他们后来被送去火湖烧死，这件事情都是与他们在人世间的罪无关。
A lot of people say if you don't stop sinning, you go to the lake of fire or you go to hell. That's just not true.
所以有一些人在劝人为善的时候，他说如果你不结束你的这些坏事，你将会被送去火湖烧死，这个说法其实是不正确的。
See, we have it like this, for example, 1 John 2:2, it says that Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world, which means thatJesus was, we say the propitiation, yeah, he took the punishment and he pleased God the Father because he took the punishment not just for the sins of the believers but for the unbelievers too.
在约翰一书的二章二节里面说，他为我们的罪，这个他是耶稣，耶稣为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。也就是说耶稣他所承担的罪不是光承担这些信徒的，好 不相信他的人一样他也承担了，是他是为普天下人的罪做了挽回祭。
Okay, and that's how, you know, we can have this chart here. I'll just go through this chart. We've seen this before, but we can review this very quickly. And it shows how Jesus Christ was the punishment for all of our sins.
现在我们在荧幕上所看到的就是耶稣基督 如何的为我们赎了所有人的罪。
Now it's called the three imputations, this diagram here. The word imputation, you can see the word put in here, like the root word is put, but it means that three, like legal processes that God does as part of the judgment of our sins.
好，这边讲说，三项规则，这个三项规则 imputations, 就是好像抽取。抽掉的那个字的意思，所以这个是耶稣为我们承担所有的罪的一个三个阶段。
Now, as far as I know, in any English translation of the Bible, you will not see the word imputation, but usually they might just say something like God gave, or God did this, or God put something somewhere.
一般呢，在圣经里面，对于这个耶稣承担我们的罪的这个过程中，他很少用到 imputation 这个字，这个就是不是用规则这个字，而是说他做了什么，他为我们做了什么。
Yeah, but you see, for example, like in Romans 4:5, when we see that God counted the faith of Abraham as righteousness.And the word in Greek is logizomai. So this comes close to the word imputation. I'll take you to Romans 4:5 and then you'll see what I mean here.
我们等一下要看一下罗马书的第四章第五节，我们就可以看出来为什么会有 imputation 这个规则这个词的来源。
I'm getting ahead a little bit, but I just want to show you that sort of one of the ways that they use the word imputation. If you go to...Romans 4:3, okay. So in Romans 4:3, now this is talking about imputation of righteousness.
好，罗马书四章三节哈，上面说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算是他的义。就是这个字呢 ，imputation 其实已经用在这个地方，就是归他为义的意思。
Yeah, and you see down here in the English, it says Abraham believed God, and it was counted.Unto him for righteousness. So the word counted there, you have logizomai, and we can say impute. It was imputed to him. God imputed God's own righteousness to Abraham.
好，这个英文的翻译就是它是用 counted, 就是计算就是把它算为义counted, 它把亚伯拉罕算为义，就是我们讲的因信称义。是称他为义，那英文是用 counted, 就是计算他。那这些不管是称或是算，其实在原文里面呢，其实都是概念都跟这个所谓 imputation 这个字一样，就是被举为，或拿为义，或者是说归为责，这个我们刚刚说归责于耶稣，那个是同样的意思。
So again, you have the word counted, but we could say the word put, or we could say the word added. But I think imputed is the best word to use, because it gives more of a legal implication. There's more of a legal sense to that word.
So, 我们不管讲说称为义或算为义或者是举为义，这个在这些里面呢，其实如果要用成这个法庭上面的用语，就是法律上的用语的话，就会用 impute, 就是 imputation, 就是一个被列为、被定为的那个概念。
Yeah, and by giving a legal word, or a word that's used in a court, it helps us to understand the works of God, that when God does these things that we see in this chart, that he's doing these as part of legal processes.
我们要知道为什么要使用法庭用语呢？因为这个整个我们常常在讲天堂法庭，就是我们在这个大白宝座前的这个对话，就是神与这些不信者的对话，他们都是在一个法庭状态，所以实际上我们应该选用 imputation 这个字， impute 这个字是比较符合那个法庭的现场状态。
These are things that God has decided upon as a judge, as a very righteous judge, or perfectly righteous judge, and with his justice as well. You know, these are decisions that the judge of the universe has decided needs to happen to bring about a fair trial.
我们要理解就是我们的神在 天堂法庭里面，尤其是在最后世界的终结前的这个大白宝座的一个法庭式的一个行动里面啊，这是我们人类最能够理解的一个状态，就是神他最终是要为所有人的不义啊，或者他的罪是必须要做出一个判决的。
Yeah. Now also, we have to never forget that when God does these things, it's because he loves us. It's all done in grace. We don't deserve any of these legal processes. So love is, comes into the equation here as well.
我们也要理解呢，会有这个法庭都是来自于神的恩典。我们其实完全不配有这样的一个法庭的一个审判。
But you, one thing we also have to remember is that love, you know, God's love is perfect, and perfect love must have righteousness and justice as its components, because true love is fair, true love is just, true love is righteous.
而我们也要知道呢，神所给我们的爱是一个完美的爱，这个完美的爱里面呢，绝对是有公义跟审判。
We saw just at the start of the lesson, I was talking about that news article, how children need to learn how to have gratitude. And showing gratitude, that's an expression of love. Now we need to learn that, but God is love, so he never has to learn that.
我们要知道，就像刚才的那篇文章里面提到的是，啊，我们必须在学习中理解这个恩典，恩惠，而这样是人的一个状态，人是必须要经由学习才知道这个感恩啊，理解神无限的恩惠。但是神就是爱，他完全不需要去学习，他本来就有这样子的一个完美的爱。
Yeah, and again, yeah, God's love is perfect because it consists. We say it consists, and it's made up with His righteousness, His justice, His truth also. True love is truth, so true love will never deceive people. And it's eternal, it never changes as well. See, true love is very stable.
我们要理解就是神他的爱是一个完美的爱的意义呢，他其实就是他是所有的公义这个判决真理真实的一个总和，而且呢它是永远不会变的，就是神的爱也是永久不变的。
Because God himself is immutable, God never changes, so that means none of his characteristics will change. His justice, his righteous, his love, his truth, these things never change.
而且呢，神他本来就是一个永久、很久不变的神，所以他所有的性格、他所有状态都是一个永恒的，不会有太任何的变化的一个状态，所以他的爱也是这样很久不变的。
And that's why God is the perfect judge, and any decisions he makes as a judge are going to be perfect decisions.
为什么他是最适合的一个法官？因为他所下的所有的决定都是完美而不变的，所以他能够做最公正的这个判决。
Okay, and so that's why it's also appropriate that we use the word imputation. It's just, you know, because it helps us to understand these concepts, that these are legal concepts. God's not doing this from any kind of emotion. He's not doing it because he's forced to do it. It's from the courtroom of God.
所以我们要知道呢，在大白宝座前，神所做的判决是完全不因着他的情绪啊而做的决定，他的决定就是一个完美的决定。
Okay, now what we should understand, we've learned this many times already, is that God has imputed Adam's original sin to every human, and this happens at the moment of your birth.
好，所以我们来看这三项规则的状态，就是当亚当犯了原罪，在伊甸园里面犯了这个罪的时候呢，他其实这样的原罪呢就已经归到了每一个他的后代子孙的身上，也就是像是经由 DNA 一样的被遗传。
You've got to be a little bit careful, the DNA that relates to the sin nature.Adam's original sin is a legal imputation, but the DNA, that's a biological imputation. So they're actually quite different.
You mean the sin nature doesn't come with the DNA?
No, the sin nature is in the DNA, but we're not talking about the sin nature. Here we're talking about Adam's original sin. That's different.
Oh, that's very important. Original sin and the sin nature is different.
Very different. Yeah, because one is a legal imputation and the other is in our biology. It's in our bodies.
Okay. 好，我刚刚讲错了哈，就是说我们要对两个词有一个分辨，一个词叫做原罪，这个原罪呢，跟另外一个词叫这个罪性，其实是两个不同的东西。我们的原罪呢，是来自于这个亚当他当时所犯的一个罪，这个罪呢，它是不是经由 DNA 传递的？可是罪性才是经由 DNA 传递的。所以现在所讲的亚当的原罪，它会被传递给我们所有的后代子孙呢，是不是经由 DNA 传递的？
Yeah, so I'll write this up here again just to make it clear, and you know, make sure you translate as I say it. See, Adam's original sin is a legal imputation. So that's from the court process.
好，所以我们要理解呢，就是亚当的原罪呢，是经由这个法定的规则，也就是它是一个在天堂法庭里面就发生的事情。好，它是一个法定的规则于全人类的一个原罪。
Yes, and then the sin nature that you were talking about, that's what Paul calls flesh. And every time he talks about the flesh, or sometimes he uses the word the old man. This is the old man because it's in the body since the time of Adam. But this is brought down to us, not by a legal imputation, but this comes in the DNA. Your parents have sex and then the chromosomes come together. And then you start off with this biological life in the womb. And that passes down the sin nature.
好，那有关这个罪性呢， sin nature 呢，它则是来自于我们的祖宗，祖先一代一代的经由肉体里面的这个 DNA， 好，在传递的。But don't you think the Adam's made the sin in the beginning was because of his sin nature?
No, Adam didn't have a sin nature in the beginning because he was created perfect. We have to assume that somehow it was dormant. We say that we could say it was dormant or there was something in his physical elements. New Testament, like Paul, uses the word flesh. Even scientific studies have shown that there's areas in the genes where they can locate that there's behavioral aspects, you know, in our genes it talks about what color our hair is and our eyes and things like that. But behavioral aspects are also part of the genes.
好，所以在我们的这个基因里面呢，的确是现在是看得出来有一些基因它就是会有一些影响到我们的行为的一个状态，它就是我们称之为罪性的行为，是有可能经由这个 DNA 在传递了。
I was trying to find, I actually had a slideshow about this at one point, but you can look on the internet yourself. There's what's called the Genome Project. And you can look at these different pictures and charts and diagrams about how scientists around the world have come together to build up a big database of the human genomes, of the DNA. And they can actually, they say map, they do gene mapping.And gene mapping tells you where these different genes are related to different behaviors.
如果大家如果上网可以看到这个 Genome Project, Genome, 这样的一个 project, 因为你可以看得到我们 DNA 它的整个的那个地图，就它整个的结构图，就是这个现在人类的这个基因结构图已经差不多快要应该说完整的被已经被个生物学家们生化学家们都已经把它找出来了。
Okay, and essentially what they're looking at is they're going down into the DNA and they're able to locate different genes relating to different physical and behavioral traits.
这个基因地图呢，其实他们这些基因工程学家呢，就是在找出每一个基因它的所在的结构位置，它对于我们人的 各种长相哈，或者是他的行为的或者思维啊，所有的病痛等等啊，都是来自于他的基因的什么位置在影响他的，现在已经越来越清楚了。
Paul uses the term old man at one point, and it talks about the old man being the sin nature because this has come down from our genes from the time of Adam.
那保罗呢，是在他的这个新约里面，他写的文章里面都把这个所谓的肉体呢，称之为 old man, 哈，老人，就是说代表说我们是遗传至这个远古的前面的这个老人一样的这个 DNA。
Yeah, I'll just show you the verse here, because this is an interesting verse he uses. He talks about this in, let me have a look, Romans 6:6. He says, our old man, meaning the sin nature, was crucified with Jesus Christ.
罗马书的六章六节里面提到说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身不能再辖制我们，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。这个旧人呢，其实英文是 old man。
But we still do sin as Christians, but having the sin nature crucified as well means that anything from the sin nature, which is all your sins, they have no impact on your eternal life. Basically, Paul is saying all of your sins were punished on the cross.
所以我们要理解的就是我们所有的原有的罪性下的那个人已经在十字架上被处罚了，所以我们的新的人就在未来永恒中将会得救，就已经得救的新人是不再被那些旧的罪处罚。
Getting back to the graphic here, you know, we see that Adam's original sin, this is different from the sin nature, and I'll explain that now.
所以呢，亚当的原罪呢，跟这个罪性的罪是不一样的。亚当的，所以我们一开始讲的这个亚当的原罪被归责到我们每个人身上的是不一样的。
Yeah, now you have to say what was Adam's original sin, and that was the first time that he sinned in the garden, which is when he took the fruit from his wife and he ate of it. That was against the rule of God.
所以他的原罪到底是什么呢？亚当的原罪呢，就是当夏娃偷吃了分别善恶树的果子，而且亚当从夏娃的手上把这个果子拿来，他也吃了以后，他就是犯了这个伊甸园神的规矩好的罪。
Now just as Lucifer himself, Lucifer was created without a sin nature and he still sinned. So did Adam. Adam was created without a sin nature and he still sinned against God. He disobeyed God.
Lucifer doesn't have sin nature neither, right?
No.
所以呢，在这里我们就看到了哈，不只是亚当，他是被神完美的创造的，是原本没有罪性的，路西佛也没有罪性的，但是他们显然都有了罪。
But you might say, well, if Lucifer didn't have a sin nature, and the angels don't have sin natures, and Adam and Eve didn't have sin natures, well, why did they sin?
所以你一定会问呢，这个亚当，还有撒旦，还有那些堕落的天使们，他们在被创造的时候都没有罪性，那为什么他们会犯罪呢？
Okay, well, I'll give you the answer after the break, because we need to have a break now for 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Yep.Okay, 我们现在休息五分钟，休息完后11点整回来的时候，我们再来讨论这个事。